how that made sense.
So is it necessary to keep that log as either an S corp?
Yes.
Or LLC, or is that just for?
I always say to do it, okay, because they are pass-through entities. And you have to answer on that tax return. If you are an S corp or if you are a LLC, you file a partnership, it asks, are you materially participating in the business? That's what the participation is. So if you're using 500 years, hours, excuse me, you're materially participating in your business.
Does that apply to inks?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You said hobby versus what? You're determining it whether it's a hobby or a license.
Hobby or a business.
Where do you want to go back to?
Let's go back for just a second all the way. Let me see. Most people make a decision usually when they're, well, they can make a decision anytime. When you're first beginning, you're either a sole proprietor. And 95% of all people file this way, all right? I am a sole proprietor, which means I am a sole person in business for myself, okay? And if I am a sole proprietor, I will place all of my income and expenses on my personal tax return. They go on Schedule C. 95% of all people will file just like this. One thing, and I put this down and so people can think about it, is if you do take the extra step to become an LLC or to become a what they call a corporation or a specific types of corporations, if you decide to become a corporation, Michelle, can you click it once? LLC basically it stands for Limited Liability Company. Now, why is this important? Well, let me give you an example. I was in a company a few years ago, and a lady was having a meeting in her house. Everything went well. That night, it was raining. One of her guests walked out, stepped into a hole, twisted somehow, broke his leg, sued the lady who had the meeting, and won. And if she had been an LLC, she would have had liability protection on that, okay? So that's why. Now, if you decide to become an LLC, oftentimes you need to talk with an attorney. I'm not saying you have to. Let me just say get proper legal advice. Before you do it, make sure that you file all the forms that you need to, and make sure that you keep minutes of all of your corporate meetings. The great thing about LLCs,
ooh, are you all right?
See, like right there, I would have been protected. I've got an LLC. Now, people often ask me, if I incorporate, or if I make an LLC, or if I become a partnership, will I pay less taxes? And the answer is no. The reason is, if you are a partnership, or if you are an LLC, or if you are anything like that, it's called a pass-through entity. And by a pass-through entity, what it basically means is you report it on a specific form, and then it says on there, who is the recipient of this income or this loss? And that's where your name is placed and you put it on. Can you click? We're gonna move fairly rapid. Go back just one for a second, right here. Okay, I did something just very, very simple. The number one program, according to the Direct Selling Association, that people use to account for everything is an Excel spreadsheet. Is that fine? Absolutely. Absolutely. Just keep the backup work that you need, receipts and everything like that. So if I were keeping an Excel spreadsheet, and I just made up a few months and things like that, I made up a few weekly checks and a few monthly checks. I totaled them, and then if that were the entire year, my top line that I'm going to have to report on whichever return is $7,700, okay? Now, if we skip to the next, expenses. We all want to be able to deduct as many things as we possibly can. I put on here some of the expenses that are more likely that people use. Airline. Many of you may have purchased an airplane ticket to get here. You can deduct that. Or if you drove here, just use the automobile deduction that we were talking about. Hotel, can you deduct that? Absolutely. Next, food. Now, there's two ways to account for food, all right? You can either take the actual expenses that you incur all day long. So as you're buying food, keep all your receipts, and you total those up, you can take the actual expenses. Or the IRS has published two different tables. It's called, one is called the small city standard meal deduction. Boring tables. But what that means is, I don't know how big Ontario is, but I'm sure that we're close enough to LA that we'd probably qualify for large city. If you were in a smaller city, you can claim $46 a day without having to keep any receipts, okay? $46 a day. If you live in a larger city, it has listed down on those IRS tables cities throughout the U.S., and the most expensive ones, of course, get to deduct more. Now, let's take something like a New York. A New York, I'm sure, I'm just going to make up a number, but I feel very safe in saying it's going to be over $80, okay? If I decide to use that instead of keeping all my expenses while I'm in New York, I take that $80, and still I can only deduct 50%, okay? Meals are only halfway deductible on that. You get everything up, you get to the end, and